Britain. Oceanography. Sea change. Plankton are odd. They are also well worth studying.
One might have been beneath the ferry that you took to France. Another could have been beneath the boat that carried the banana you ate for lunch from the Caribbean. Right now, too, somewhere in the seas, a small torpedo-shaped metal box is being towed by a boat. Wherever it is, and it might be anywhere from Svalbard to the Sargasso Sea, this box is part of the world's longest-running marine survey, which sounds impressive and interesting until perhaps you hear what is being studied: plankton. Plankton are not commonly considered a charismatic part of creation. Even the name sounds nerdy. This is unfair, as plankton are extraordinary. Half the oxygen on Earth is made by them. The largest daily migration on the planet is theirs. Sometimes they even manage to look glitzy. Slip into a midsummer sea at night, and if you're in the right place, the water will glow and flicker around your body like fire. That is plankton phosphorescing. Much of what is known about them is because of those small metal boxes. They're called continuous plankton recorders, or CPRs, that have been towed across the seas for almost a century. So underwhelming a plankton that it was only comparatively recently that anyone bothered confining them to a category. The Victorian era specialised in scientists. Charles Darwin was one, who dropped nets off boats, pulled them up, peered inside and uttered variations on, "Good God, what's that?" Plankton gained their name in 1887. The word, which shares a Greek root with planet, means drifter. Plankton are anything from bacteria to jellyfish that cannot swim against the tide. In 1931, the CPR survey began, initially at the University of Hull. It is now run by the Marine Biological Association, a research organisation based in Plymouth. Since its inception, it has covered 7 million nautical miles with its slow, seafaring scribble. The survey manages to be at once awe-inspiring and also slightly dull. The CPRs are kept in a small workshop in Plymouth where they sit, like steely beached fish, on shelves. Unlike better-funded surveys, the CPR does not charter boats, but merely hitches lifts from other vessels. In Norway, the boxes travel beneath the boat taking post to Svalbard. In the Caribbean, they hook up with the bananas. The crews who agree to take them get little more than the warm glow of a good deed done and the gift of chocolates. Cadbury's roses are popular at Christmas. The boxes are simple and sturdy. Open one, and it is like looking into an old-fashioned camera with a film of silk held taut over two reels. A hole at one end allows water to flow in, and just as images are caught on camera, so the plankton are literally caught on the silken screen. Scientists, says Jennifer Lee, a plankton analyst, call this plankton roadkill. Back in Plymouth, the silk is then cut up like slides from a camera film, shelved in plastic boxes and studied. Most imagine plankton to be undifferentiated blobs. Look at it under a microscope, and a minute marine phantasmagoria is revealed. There are plankton with no legs and some with 10. Plankton that look like aliens and ones that look like snowflakes. There is one that looks like Picasso's sketch of an owl. The CPR is humdrum and Heath Robinson-esque. But global conclusions sometimes depend on surprisingly slender threads. Most know that the UN's Paris Agreement in 2015 pledged to limit the temperature increase to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Few realise that the pre-industrial level baseline comes from measurements taken by Victorian sailors, dropping buckets off boats, hauling up water, and then taking its temperature. A few years ago, scientists took the CPR silks from its shelves, the oldest continuous record of the sea in science, and showed that since the 1960s, they have not just been catching plankton, but plastic too. The term microplastics was coined. The survey might just be towing metal boxes on ropes. It might be run on a shoestring. But it is changing the way that the oceans are seen.